Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Siapa yang menyangka Shina Edwards dapat browsing internet di masa tuanya? 8 tahun yang lalu di Australia Barat, ia membentuk sebuah kelompok literasi digital untuk komunitas lansia setelah ia memenangkan sebuah iPad. Namun pada saat itu, ia tidak tahu bagaimana cara menggunakan iPad tersebut.
My kids were interstate or overseas, and I didn't have anyone to teach me how to use it. My friend and I were the blind leading the blind, trying to help each other, and I said to her, "Would you start a group with me?" My friend and I, who knew nothing, became the teachers. And I think that's why it succeeded, because we knew what it was like to not know. And so the idea was to help people get online using the iPad.
Dalam beberapa bulan terakhir, anggota kelompok tersebut telah meningkat, seiring dengan kenaikan aktivitas di rumah selama pandemi COVID-19 berlangsung. Lynn Locke bergabung dengan kelompok tersebut sebagai seorang sukarelawan 6 bulan yang lalu, dan ia menceritakan pengalamannya.
It's changed dramatically over the last few months because people or older people needed a way to be able to contact their friends and relatives, and some of them had no idea. Their iPad and their iPhone became their lifeline. It became their lifeline to ordering groceries, to online banking, to paying bills, to just FaceTime for those that didn't know how to use Zoom, just calling people if they needed something, doing things with their doctor. It's a huge, huge change, and it really highlighted the need for seniors to be taught a lot of literacy, digital literacy skills, so they could use their iPads and iPhones if COVID hits again.
Warga lansia ini adalah sebagian kecil dari 2/3 warga lansia yang sudah melakukan transaksi perbankan online. Namun, warga lansia lain dikabarkan tetap ragu-ragu. Seorang warga lansia bernama Edward L. mengatakan bahwa ia terbiasa menggunakan iPad-nya dalam rutinitas harian. Namun, ia tetap mewaspadai penipuan online.
I think the security is something you just got to watch all the time. I must admit that we've had quite a few people trying to scam us at different times. I've had people asking me, telling me that my account's been hacked and I've spent this in overseas, left, right and centre and that sort of thing. And I've known it's been a scam because I don't leave money in an account of any great amount that can be spent. And when they come back and say someone's just spent $750 on my account, I say, good luck to them because I haven't got that much in there. you've got to be very careful. They're trying all the time to.
Untuk membantu warga lansia menjadi lebih percaya diri ketika melakukan transaksi perbankan online, eSafety telah meluncurkan kursus pelatihan online. Kursus tersebut akan mencakup berbagai hal yang berkaitan dengan transaksi perbankan online, mulai dari cara memilih kata sandi hingga tips untuk menghindari penipuan online. Berikut ini Julie Inman Grand, Komisaris eSafety Australia, yang berbagi pendapatnya.
There are a range of scams right now where there are phishing emails that will be asking for personal information like banking details and passwords, and even scams where people are calling on the phone trying to elicit this information.
Tersedia dengan lembar fakta dalam 8 bahasa yang berbeda. Program ini mencakup simulasi perbankan online untuk membantu warga lansia berlatih keterampilan dan menumbuhkan kepercayaan diri mereka.
They should build their confidence through this online banking course, empower them to do the things that they've always done physically at the bank branch, but they can do in the comfort and safety of their own home.
Warga lansia di Australia Barat mengungkapkan keantusiasan mereka untuk mempelajari transaksi perbankan online. Berikut ini Lynn Locke berbagi mengenai opininya.
I think it's very, very important, especially the online banking, because that is going to be the way of the future. It's going to be the only way you'll probably be able to pay bills, unless you literally, well, I think it is going to be the only way. So I think it's important that people learn how the basics, how to do it, and become confident.
Kursus pelatihan ini dapat Anda akses melalui situs pemerintah Be Connected.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.